This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oi, oi, I'm Jimmy Bullard, and this is me old muck of Venice. We're back together, son. How are ya?
Hi, Bully. Great to be back working with you. Well, what are we doing here, though?
We're starting a football club in podcast form. The only thing we know, it's called FC Bullard. After that, it's all up for grabs.
So, we haven't got any players, we haven't got a kit, we haven't got a club badge, we haven't got a stadium.
Correct. FC Bullard. Welcome to the club.
This is a crowd podcast.
This episode is sponsored by Tinker Tailor Soldier Cy Waderson. To be more like Cy, go to patreon.com/Joe Marler Show, become an official sponsor, get bonus content, and grow the show today.
Joe Marler is a big-hearted man, and he's got a podcast plan. It's the Joe Marler Show. It's the Joe Marler Show. Oh, oh, oh.
Hello, and welcome to our show. I'm Joe Marler, and this is Tom Fordyce.
Hello, Joe.
Whoa.
What?
You just went, hello, Joe, so I went, whoa.
What do you mean?
Because you're going like this.
Oh, Joe, you've got some feedback from Daisy. She's been listening to the show.
So she'd been listening to some episodes lately. She went, oh, really? Oh, first of all, she said, oh, I really liked that Tom Reed Wilson episode. He was fantastic.
Very popular.
Unbelievable. She actually said that's probably her favourite one ever. And then went, and what about Tom? And I went, what about him? She went, he's really changed. And I went, what do you mean he's changed? She was like, he seems to have like softened and he like laughs at you now.
Joe, rest assured, I've always been laughing at you.
I went, what? She was like, well, there's a couple of times where he laughs in these episodes and it's like he actually is really laughing, not just pretend laughing. I went, cheers, Daisy. That's good feedback for Tom.
But also less indicates so, that Daisy's been pretend laughing for your entire relationship.
Yeah.
And you met when you were how old?
Why has Daisy been pretend laughing?
Because she's recognised it. That's what she thinks people do.
Oh, God. Are you saying... Are you saying I should leave her?
No, I'm not saying you should leave her.
Are you saying it's over?
No.
The seven-year itch. You heard of this?
Yeah.
Well, we're 7 years. We're married 7 years now. It was our anniversary the other week.
But you met at what age?
We met... We first clapped... We first clapped eyes on each other. What is it, clopped?
No, you can clap eyes on each other, yeah.
Yeah, we first clapped
when you started
eyes.
Talking about clap, I was worried, but that's fine.
We first clapped eyes on each other when we were 12.
And you are now 32 or
30? 32, yeah.
So that's the 20-year itch. I think you're fine.
No, no, because I think it's specific to being married. You get the seven-year married itch. I did some reading on, like, well, you need to start spicing things up.
Oh.
And here's what you should try. And one of them recommended polyamorous relationships or threesomes. And I read this out to Daisy.
Reaction?
There's a strong chance that it's not going to ever happen. I was like, as if that's going to improve your fucking marriage. I've got an idea. We've got them really bored after 7 years. So let's like be all polyamorous and get other people involved just to really
cement our love for each other.
Fuck me.
Do you think if she said yes,
But the stipulation was that the other person had to be a man. So yes or no from your perspective?
It could be a yes. It would depend on the man.
Would it?
Yeah.
Criteria?
Smaller dick than me.
Crikey, this could be a big search.
For the record, I would never...
For the record, like people are writing...
For the record, I would never engage in extramarital affairs.
But that's different. That's different.
What do you mean?
Extramarital affair means that you're going to have a little bit on the side, Daisy.
Yeah, well, regardless, if Daisy came to me and said, oh, I want to bring someone else into the relationship, I said, you can get fucked.
But that's the issue. She wants to be.
No. Stop twisting it. I'm trying to be sensible here. If she wants someone else in the relationship, I'm like, go with them then. I'm not into that, mate. Like, I'm very fortunate that she doesn't, I think.
At this point.
Right, excellent. So stop trying to form a wedge between me and my wife. We're very happy, thank you. I love you, Daisy. I love you.
I'm quite sure I had a segue from that. The plaintive sound of Joe Marler telling Daisy that the seven-year itch means nothing to him.
What's plaintive? You can't use that on me.
If you would like to support the show, you can now subscribe on Apple, Spotify and Patreon. For just £1 a week, you can get bonus content, including the Cauliflower Club, which is Joe's extramarital bit on the side for rugby, ad-free episodes. And at the very same time, you will be Joe.
You'll be growing the show. Please help us grow the show.
You can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music. You're upset, aren't you?
No, well...
You are a bit.
You just leave. Just leave.
What about the show?
Well, I'll do it.
The whole thing?
No, I'll get Ryan in. You go do Ryan's job, and Ryan does your job. How about that? And the stipulation I have is, Ryan, you don't fucking mention my wife. Okay?
Can you do that in the style of Will Smith, please?
The stipulation is, you do not put my wife's name in your mouth, all right? You stay the fuck away from her, but you can take Tom's job because he's trying to split me and my wife up. You don't do that. You don't do that in here. who are we getting on? Should we get right? Can we? I need a break before we have a guest. I'm going out to have a chill pill.
Okay, I'll get the dental hygienist to come in the studio and we'll see you in a moment.
Get her to wait in the waiting room. They always make me wait in waiting rooms.
Okay, well.
Our guest today is Katie, and she is a dental hygienist. Hello, Katie.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Hello, Katie.
Hello. Lovely to meet you both.
Joe, are you going to try and get through this whole episode without showing your teeth whatsoever?
A lot of people do that when they find out I'm a hygienist.
I don't.
They either instantly start showing you everything
or like that. I don't like my teeth.
Why not?
Because I'm missing. Oh, I'm just counting my tongue. I'm missing four.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
Big ones. And and I've got fillings.
That's all right. Yeah.
In one, two. And my front ones are wonky. One's longer than the other because it's chipped and just shit. And then I lost my gold tooth. Lost it.
Did you? How? Yeah.
Well, I had it for a week. I can't do it. I'm going to have to talk normally. I had it for a week and I took it out and put it on my lap whilst I was driving. Well, I was on my way to a game, stopped for a coffee. And as I got out in Twickenham, I obviously got out and it'd fallen on the floor, but I didn't realise. And then I didn't realise until I got home and I was like, fuck!
When you say took it out, was it on the plate?
Yeah.
Ah, right, okay, yeah. So they're quite small, aren't they? So they are easy to...
Yeah, I was gutted as well because I looked hard.
You're a gangster.
I looked like...
Could you see it at the front when you had it in?
Yeah.
Could you?
I was like, oh, mate, hey, Dan, yeah. Started talking like that a bit more as well. Do you know what? I'm a gazer, proper gazer. What is the difference between a hygienist and a dentist?
So, a dentist obviously does all aspects of dentistry. A hygienist, we specialise more in prevention. So, we will do anything to help to prevent tooth decay and gum disease. And then outside of prevention, when it comes to treatment, we treat gum disease. So yes, yeah, so not quite all of dentistry, but a good proportion of it.
Have you got a sense now that Katie's in the room that you are far more conscious about your teeth? Are you worried about your teeth now?
Ever since Katie has come in, I've been running my tongue over my teeth. It's like almost like I'm patting down my pockets, thinking, that's not good.
A bit more conscious.
Yeah.
Do you like going to the dentist?
No.
Ever? Do you go a lot or not?
Yeah, I do my regular checkup now.
Yeah.
How regular is regular?
6 months.
You go every 6 months?
Yeah.
Cool.
Obviously, Joe doesn't.
Yeah. No.
No.
Are you scared?
Yeah. I don't know where it's come from. Like, growing up, I had shit. I ate shit. Like, bad. Like, diet was horrific. Just sugar, you name it. Everything just ploughing in. Just like a dustbin.
Yeah.
Just blah.
Whereas now...
Very similar. and I never really took much care or didn't really think about it. You don't really think about it as a kid. That's why you kind of rely on your parents to help. And
it's very much on the parents to, take little ones.
But that is so hard to do because...
Yeah.
Even asking our dentist, we say to him, we're like, fucking, it's so hard getting the kids to, they don't want to do it, like...
Yeah.
Felix, our three-year-old, is just a nightmare. You've got more chance of Tom buying you a drink than getting Felix to...
Crikey.
That bad.
Brush his teeth. He just hates it.
Yeah.
And he's like, you got anything you can recommend to do it? He was like, just keep trying. I was like... Obviously not that bothered.
The truth is, it is keep trying because kids go through phases. They'll go through phases, same as like you get a tailbrushes and everything. You get it on and off through the younger years with toothbrushing. So you might have a good 6 months and then you'll have a really bad 6 months. And at some point they'll let you get in there further and do more. And then for some reason they'll decide they don't like the toothbrush or they don't like the toothpaste and you have to start all over again. So it is an onwards battle. Do you know what it is he doesn't like? Is it the toothbrush, do you think? Is he all
right
with it?
It changes every fucking week, mate.
Yeah, like, they do.
At one point, I went out and bought 6 different child toothpastes.
Yeah.
All different flavours. Yeah. Like, there's a strawberry, bubblegum, minty thingy, as plain as you can get. And then I also went for a charcoal one.
Yeah.
Just to fuck him over.
Well, not to fuck him over, but, it's different. Maybe he'll like a bit
was
of...
Was it black as well?
Yeah, it was black. Yeah. Maybe that'll be a bit more fun with it. Having none of it. Like, no. 1 week, it'll be like, I love the bubble gum. Then you go to put it near it. He's like, I'm not doing it. I'm not fucking doing it.
Yeah.
What's your toothbrush of choice, Joe? What's your setup at home?
I have a Braun Oral-B electric. It's one with like... 6 different settings.
Yep.
Can you just talk me through it? Can you just do an impression of the different noises they make as you go?
So the top one is the tooth with a plus sign.
And sounds like...
Zzzz, constant.
Yep.
Then the next one, I can't remember the signs of all of it, but it's... Zzz,
zzz, zzz, massage mode.
I'm not right. And then there's another one, and then we go zzzz.
Sensitive, I think. Zzzz.
Is it definitely a toothbrush?
Just picturing that now. That's how I'm going to cure it. I'm just. Started to brush my teeth with a fucking dildo.
Yeah, I'm
going with
bristles, it won't work.
This is how you do it. Oh, God, fuck's sake, Tom. Yeah, anyway, it's got loads of different settings in that one. I always stick it on the tooth plus one because it just stays on. And because I think it's sand plus, it's making it extra clean.
Yeah, that is the one. You basically want it to go as fast as you can.
Katie, I'd like to ask you something. When I go to the dentist, why is it that a dentist will wait until my mouth is... And then they'll ask me a question that requires an answer at the point, Joe, when I can no longer speak.
Because it's funny.
They're just having one big giggle.
That's like part of our qualification. Did you not know?
Do you attempt a conversation, Joe, in that scenario? In fact, let's do this. Katie, let's say you're looking at Joe's teeth. Joe, you've got your mouth open. Let's begin the conversation.
Hello, how are you today? Yeah, good. You brush your teeth before you come to see me?
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good, thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, better, huh?
Are you having any problems with your mouth?
I can't talk.
But the daft thing is, we understand all that. Because I think we get so used to it.
You speak mouth open, don't you? You speak that language of mouth open.
Yeah.
Oh, 45 minutes, yeah.
There you go. Katie does speak mouth open.
Oh, my God. It's incredible.
Katie, my second question about the specifics of your role, what is in the pink liquid?
It is just mouthwash. It's like a type of mouthwash, like very weak mouthwash, really. And just some flavouring.
Is it alcoholic?
No. No, it is. I think rather than mouthwash, it probably is just water and flavouring. It's not pink as much anymore. You tend to get blue and green a lot more now. I see some purples. There's a few different colours now. But years ago, it always used to be pink and it always used to be a certain taste as well, didn't it? But there's quite a few now.
They seem to give you too big a serving.
Yeah. I know what you mean. You kind of feel like you have to use it all, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Like, and then...
Yeah. But you know what? One of our little bugbears is when people then spit out so violently, it not only goes in the bowl, it goes up the wall behind, all over the nurse if she's stood there. So, yeah, when you spit out, please do it gently.
It's always a little bit of a shock, Joe, isn't it, when you spit and you see how much stuff comes out.
I'm just really disappointed it's not alcoholic.
Yeah, but we'd probably be drinking it. You probably wouldn't have any left.
I got a new number plate and I had to go get some like sticky black tape from the DIY store. And I said, "You got any sticky back tape?" And they said, "Yeah, what's it for?" I said, "It's for my number plate." They're like, "Cool, you should have some of this as well to clean it." And it was like this bottle of pink... purpley thing, very much like the mouthwash.
Ah.
And it's like something spirit. And he went, "You can drink it if you want."
What?
I went, "What?" No. He said, "No, it's what homeless people were renowned for drinking. I went, "What do you mean?" He said, it's more expensive now than getting the cider or something now. But people used to drink that when it was clear. That's why they changed the colour to make it more... And I went, "So you're saying I could take that home and get pissed?" They're like, "Yeah, it'll be fucking minging, but get pissed as a heart."
Joking aside, we did have a little bit of problems over COVID as well, because alcoholics were going into the hospitals and drinking all of the alcohol gel.
What, the hand wash?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was outside of the wards. So they had to take them off and reposition them inside the wards because they were all being taken.
On the upside, would they have excellent dental hygiene?
No, well, not. They probably would. They'd be very clean because alcohol cleans everything. But alcohol does increase your risk of mouth cancer. So yeah, it's kind of both ways.
What are some of the most grimmest conditions you've seen?
Sometimes it might be someone that's homeless and who just hasn't had the ability to brush for a very, very long time. Sometimes it might be someone with dementia, so just doesn't know to do it and maybe hasn't got the care around them to do it. And then people with learning difficulties as well. They sometimes mentally don't know what you're trying to do, and also they physically won't let you in there. So when they come to me, because I work in a special care clinic as well as normal, sometimes the calculus actually completely covers the teeth. So you can't
see
the teeth.
When you say calculus?
Calculus. So plaque builds up on your teeth every day. There's nothing we can do about it. When a little bit of plaque builds up, you can't really see it or feel it. But then if you don't brush your teeth properly for a few days, you know how you can feel like the furriness?
Or, furry, yeah.
Yeah, or if you've had a lot of sugar and alcohol and things during the day, you're really furry, aren't you, by the end of the day?
I'm just feeling my teeth now. I'm feeling a little bit furry.
That's plaque. That's plaque
right,
bacteria.
Right, wonderful.
So then, as long as you remove the plaque bacteria every day, it never hardens. So that's how you keep your gums and your teeth healthy. But if you ever miss any areas, everyone's different. Some people it can take a few days to harden, some people it can take a few weeks. But if it does harden, then we call that calculus. They used to call it tartar years ago. Uh-huh. And Americans sometimes call it tartar still. So we call it calculus over here. And once it's hardened, you can't physically get it off with your toothbrush anymore. So that's when you come to me and I remove it for you. So hygienists aren't just about giving you a nice sparkling smile. We're also here to remove any calculus that's built, because when it builds and goes hard around your gums and your teeth, you then can't physically get your toothbrush to where you want to keep your gums healthy. So it makes your gums worse.
That must be so satisfying.
It is.
Because I know exactly, I trawl through Instagram.
Yeah.
And two of my favourite things to watch, I'm a bit weird, is Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah.
Like squeezing out all the spots and ingrown hairs, like can't get enough of it. And the other one is that condition that all these, and I didn't actually think until now that it was real, because I was trying to work out how, you see all these sets of teeth and the camera's in there and they've got like a tiny little drill or a little, it's like, what's the thing they do in the ground in the road?
A jackhammer.
Pneumatic drill.
Yeah. What's a jackhammer?
Pneumatic drill.
Yeah. You know the ones like doing like that, like a mini one.
Yeah.
Then it breaks away, and then there's the tooth revealed. Yeah. Then it breaks away again, and I'm going like, what the fuck is that? So, has someone purposely done it just for the video, the viral satisfaction thingy? But it turns out that can actually happen.
Yeah.
And what sort of time period? So if I was to go right, I want some of them. I want a bit of calculus.
If you've got good bacteria in your mouth, it might take you a couple of years to get to that. But if you've got not so good bacteria, it might only take a few months.
You up for that?
That's why some people are more prone to gum disease and some not others.
Right, what is this gum disease?
So you've got gingivitis, which is the first type of gum disease.
Sorry. Did you say gingeritis?
Gingivitis.
Did you say gingivitis?
Yeah. I know, it's a weird word, isn't it?
Why is it called gingivitis?
So gingy's all to do with your gum, because we call it your gingivy. And then itis will be inflammation. That's like the word for inflammation. So if you've got an itis something on your body, I'm trying to think of another one, because that's...
Arthritis.
Ooh. Inflammation of your joints. There you go.
I'd leave it there. That was superb.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because I couldn't think of one.
Conjunctivitis.
Very good.
tendinitis.
Amazing.
It's on the wall.
And Cornelius.
What?
It's where you get corns on your feet.
It's not an itis.
Cornelitis.
Why didn't you sack it off?
Fuck! Should have quit while I'm ahead. So that's inflammation of the gums.
Inflammation.
But that's, so are these all different? Can you get more than one? I thought gum disease was just gum disease.
No.
Are there different types?
Yeah, there's different stages of it. So initially when you get gum disease, you normally get gingivitis because it's just the inflammation of your gingivy. So the part of your gums that you normally brush. If you allow that to continue and your gingivitis isn't treated or you don't get it better, because you can actually reverse it yourself with really good brushing. So if you don't get it better yourself, it goes on to what's called periodontitis. And that's where then you start to get a little pocket around the teeth and bacteria and everything starts to go down the side of your tooth, not just on the top bit. So it goes down the side of the tooth and you've got a periodontal ligament, which is the skin of your tooth, and it affects that. And that's why people's teeth go loose and they can lose them early.
You said about your gum, brushing your gum.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I don't brush my gum.
Ah, right.
But so, you've got to brush your gum.
Yes. That's what so many people, unless someone shows you where to do it, you don't know, do you? So if you just brush your teeth, you're not brushing your gums, and your plaque will always build between, there's like a little gap between your gum and your tooth. If you were to get your fingernail, you could just pull away just the top part of your gum a tiny little bit.
Mm.
It might hurt, but you can. It's like 1 to 3 millimetres. You could put like something down it. It's a tiny little gap. So if you think of it as like guttering on your house kind of thing.
Nice.
So as long as you go in each day and you clean out that guttering, you're fine. You'll never get gum disease. Lovely, healthy teeth.
Yeah.
But if you don't remove all the plaque from that guttering every day, the plaque builds up, inflammation starts, and you start with gum disease. So you start with bleeding, soreness, redness. They're the first signs of gum disease.
So to clean them, I just brush them the same as I brush my teeth? Like angle it up a little bit or like just brush them?
Just brush them. So are you thinking with your oral B one?
Yeah.
Your electric one. So the trick with an oral B one is to put it half on your gum and half on your tooth. Am I doing that right there?
You've got a fantastic set. Just for the listeners that aren't watching this,
they're
we've
good.
Got a, we, is that the bottom or the top?
This one's the bottom.
We got the bottom jaw teeth.
Little removal ones you can.
Oh my God.
And everything. So when I'm doing demos, if someone's got teeth missing, I can take them out.
Oh, that is so cool.
It's good, isn't it?
And now you're just going to brush.
So you pop it half on your gum and half on your tooth.
Yeah.
When you've got it going.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
And you literally hold it still.
Oh.
And then next tooth, a few seconds. Next tooth, a few seconds. I can't see if I'm on the gum as well as the tooth here, but I think I am.
Katie, just moving the toothbrush round, Joe, as we watch the model of the lower jaw.
That is wonderful.
And all the outside ones. You do exactly the same on the inside. Pop it in the same place, half on your gum and half on your tooth. Very slowly work your way around to the other side. And then you have to do all your biting surfaces, all the tops. So you've got three surfaces on every tooth to do. But let the brush do the work for you. If you pop it on and then you also do a quick movement, as well as the brush head itself moving really quickly, it's too quick and it doesn't allow the bristles to pick up your plaque. It'll like butch them along, but it won't pick them up. So with these, you stay still, let the brush do all the work.
I knew we shouldn't have let you come on.
I knew it.
I've been moving the brush, though, because I'm thinking I'm helping it out.
Yeah. See, I haven't been brushing my gums and I move it like mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just like you let it do the work for you, just holding on to different things.
If you can't get out of that habit, we say you can do a little bit of a movement like that. So it's like a little
bit of a slow movement.
A little massage action. No, whatever you do, no big scrubbing.
Oh, no, Joe, I've been doing that for years.
But you do with the other brushes, with the manual ones, but just not electric. So electric, hold it still, let the brush do all the work for you, and a few seconds on each tooth. But think of it as like guttering on a house. So think of the little gap between your gum and your tooth and aim for that. So get your toothbrush half on your gum, half on your tooth.
I really like that analogy.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Those were the adverts. Katie, would you be able to, because Joe is anxious about his teeth. I'm honest, I'm a little bit anxious about my teeth. If we just
put our teeth together like that, can you assess our teeth from here? Like, Joe, you do the same as I'm doing. Katie, look at mine. What do you reckon?
They look nice and straight.
Yeah.
Nice colour.
Yeah.
They meet together well, so you've got a good bite, because that can affect how you're chewing and everything. Mm-hmm. No, they look okay. I can't see your gums, so I can't tell you how good you're... So they look pink. They look pink. They look healthy. They do look good. I can't see any redness, any inflammation or anything.
Right, Joe, your turn.
You're a bit further away. No, you look the same. Yes, a little bit more crooked.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
By a little, you mean a lot.
The good colour. Your gums look pink.
Watch this bit, though.
Is that where you got your gap?
Right.
Well, at least you've got your gap the same. You can see your tongue through there, can't you? Yeah. At least you've got your gap the same top and bottom. Do you feed food through there when you...
Sometimes I like getting a straw.
Yeah.
I pretend to be Anthony Hopkins from Legend of the Fall.
Joe, what is the worst pain you've ever been in with your teeth?
Oh, mate. Before the 2012 final...
Premiership
final. It was this one. This right side one. I'd been having agony with this tooth that had, like, it was rot, it had half snapped and it was black and buggered.
It needed to come out.
Yeah. But, and I'd been putting it off and just fine. But then it obviously got infected and the bottom part of my jaw underneath it was massive and throbbing. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. And, so they booked me in to go to the dentist. I think it was in Feltham or Twickenham area, something like that. And I was really shitting it. And on my way there, it was like throbbing and all this swollen. I'm like pushing, don't know, you know when you push something sometimes or you make something hurt even more, it's sort of a little bit satisfying, do you know what I mean?
It's like you're testing it out.
You can't not, can you?
Yeah, you can't like, right, let's go. Yeah. And as I'm like pushing, halfway on the way to the dentist, it pops through the tooth.
Yeah.
And I've just got this whole mouth full of pus and rank.
Yeah.
and I'm squeezing it even harder.
That's the most disgusting thing you've ever seen.
I'm just draining and how much better it was already starting to feel because of that swelling going down, all the pressure.
Yeah.
But my breath, mate, smelled like turning up at the dentist, going like that. I was like, he was like, can you open your mouth? I was like, so what's happening? Then I explained to him and he was like, yeah, no, we'll get that sorted. Fine. It's absolutely fine. But that was agony for me. And I actually genuinely think that toothache is up there with one of the worst pains going. Because it's just that dull ache, constant.
Not even dull. Like, if you get...
Oh.
There's no relief, is there, from it?
I hate it. It completely changes, like, it takes over me.
Yeah.
The whole of my... I'm just like, fuck off. To everyone.
I think toothache is definitely the worst. It's like toothache and headache. Anything around your head is just not nice.
Why do our teeth have to hurt?
You've got a little pulp inside every tooth. So you've got a blood supply inside every tooth. And as long as you don't disrupt that pulp inside, you'll never get toothache. You should be fine. But as soon as that pulp, that blood supply gets disrupted in some way, whether it be through tooth decay or gum disease or something, then it's not.
You're buggered.
Nice.
Yeah. Do we outlive our teeth? Is that the problem? Are our teeth designed to last till about 45 and then we've cracked living longer?
It's weird. You know what wisdom teeth were for? They were for years ago when we had a much harder diet. They were a second set of teeth to be able to do all the grinding and everything with our hard diets. But because we have such a soft diet now, they are actually evolving out. So they're disappearing bit by bit as
what
the generations
are wisdom
go.
Teeth?
They're your very last teeth that come through right at the very back. You usually have one in each corner. So you normally have 32 teeth, so it goes from 1 to 7 in each corner, and then they're your number 8 if they come through. But not everyone has them anymore. I only had 3. One of mine never grew.
What?
So it is going back.
Do you have to
out.
Have them taken out? I always hear people saying, I'm having my wisdom teeth taken out.
Well, it is, because they come through usually anywhere from the age of 18 onwards. They don't have much space. So if your jaw is growing enough and they're growing up and down straight, you're fine, because they just come in like a normal tooth then. But if either your jaw is too small for them, or a lot of the time they come through on an angle, and then it's really painful, you're prone to infections, and that's when you have to have them taken out. Tom may have had that.
I've had all mine taken out, and even you talking about wisdom tooth, Kate, I feel physically sick. The pain when they were coming out was so bad. It was so horrific. When I had the fourth one out, I knew what to expect by that point.
Yeah.
And I was dreading going in there. As I was in the dentist chair, sweat was pouring off me because I knew what was going to happen. I knew these roots were all twisted. And it was horrific. And I was in such a bad state afterwards. I feel slightly ashamed saying this, Katie. I fainted.
Oh, no, it's okay.
I fainted.
It's just the adrenaline.
I've got nothing left. I went all floppy and they had to call Murph and get to pick me up.
Oh, honestly.
Oh, my God. This is when you're an adult? Yes. I thought it was when you were a kid.
About 4 years ago.
No, it happens more floppy. Often than you think, honestly. No, don't be ashamed. It's okay.
Oh, there you go.
Because the stress of going through, it's a lot to go through.
I've just counted my teeth. It's quite hard to do.
How many have you got?
26.
Okay.
So how many am I missing?
You're working out as well now, aren't you? You should have 32 if you have wisdom teeth. But if you don't have wisdom teeth, that would be 28. So that...
You're the face that Tom's pulling to count his teeth.
Why are you concentrating? Why are you using your tongue?
I'm using my finger.
Right, what's...
24?
Okay,
you've got 24?
Is that not good?
I've got more teeth than you, mate.
Oh, look at your face.
Like, they may be shitter than your teeth, but I've got more of them.
Katie, what are the weirdest things, when you've been doing your job, what are the weirdest things that you've found in people's mouths?
Probably the weirdest one I've ever found is a seed, but it'd been stuck down someone's gum for so long it started to germinate.
No!
Fuck off!
Because obviously it's warm and it's wet and perfect for...
That is insane!
So I pulled it out and it got like a little sprout on it.
Ah!
I don't know what it was.
You should have cultivated it afterwards.
I know, yeah.
Oh, you could have planted it.
That would have smelt so hard.
Oh, some of the things we pull out of people's gums are not nice.
Like what?
I can have food that's been there for days, months, weeks. If someone doesn't know that they're not brushing or cleaning a certain part properly, or doesn't know how to or can't clean in between the teeth, the food, I mean, you guys probably get food stuck in between your teeth all the time, but... Some people, especially if they're a little bit elderly, hasn't got the mobility, maybe can't look after themselves, has dementia, when it's been in there for a long time.
Sometimes you can get little... I think before I had my back left one taken out. It had like a flap of gum that grew over it. Or the tooth grew through and then it just stayed or whatever. And it was like a tight flap. And don't look at me when I say stuff. It was a tight bit of flappy gum. And if food would get stuck under it.
Yeah.
And then you'd forget, or you wouldn't realise, or still after dinner until you're like sitting in bed and you're like, fucking hell, I can feel something like that. And then the actual pleasure I would take at then lifting that bit of gum and then going,
trying to get it out.
Oh, that's a nice bit of chicken.
Popping it back in.
Don't have it anymore, so I miss out on it.
It's like having a little secret lunchbox in your mouth.
Yeah. You know how like...
Keep it later. Yeah.
They used to put, you know, in the war, they used to have fake teeth. They'd have one fake tooth.
They, spies.
Yeah, spies would have fake tooth and they'd have arsenic.
Oh, in case they were captured.
And so they'd pop out this tooth, they'd swallow it and die. I've got that, but for food.
So you're not dying, you're just...
Not dying, it's not arsenic, it's like a raisin. It's just an emergency raisin.
It's just whether it gives your stomach upset when you find it 2 weeks later.
You've got an emergency raisin. What emergency would that prevent?
Hunger.
One raisin.
Do you know the calorific density of a raisin?
It's intense, yeah.
Yeah. So I only need
one. Keep back from the brink.
I only need one.
When would you deploy your emergency raisin?
If I was hungry.
How hungry?
Just like now, actually. A little bit peckish.
Have you deployed an emergency raisin in the course of this conversation?
That was my little burp earlier. That was a result of that. Mouthwash.
Yeah, don't use it. Don't work.
Don't use it?
Oh, no. Fucking hell. So we're being conned.
Oh, there's a lot you're being conned
about. It doesn't work.
Yeah. Hygienists, we hate it because what we worry about is that people use it. When you use it, it makes you feel nice and clean, doesn't it?
Mm.
Makes your mouth feel lovely. So that might stop you from brushing as well as you would do normally, or because it makes you feel lovely, also you don't realise you've missed areas with your tooth brushing. So it can get you in more trouble like that. Also, a lot of people use it at the same time as brushing with toothpaste. And mouthwash and toothpaste, there is an ingredient that they do react with each other and they stop the tooth from working.
Oh.
It won't do you any harm, but it will stop your toothpaste from working. And when you do brush your teeth, I need you to just spit out your toothpaste for me. Don't rinse with water, don't rinse with mouthwash, nothing. If it's really frothy, do a little spit into the sink. Otherwise, if it's not frothy, just leave it. Toothpaste has to soak in for it to work.
Fuck.
I know.
This is insane. We have been doing it wrong for so long.
Do you mouthwash?
I have mouthwash. I don't do it regularly, but I've always, like, if we've got it in, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll freshen up with that. But I did then start noticing, I did hear that somewhere about mouthwash.
Yeah.
Not that it was bad, but that I would always do the mouthwash, spit it out, and then I'd drink some water and then rinse it out. And they're kind of, and then I was told, but you've just rinsed the mouthwash out.
Yeah.
So what the fuck even worse?
But now you said you just leave the toothpaste in.
Yeah, if you think of it like face cream, you bought an expensive face cream to get rid of your wrinkles and you wouldn't put it on and then wash your face straight away afterwards.
No.
Toothpaste in the same way has to soak in for it to work. So definitely
mouthwash doesn't work,
yeah.
Why the fuck is it being sold?
It will kill the bacteria in your mouth,
right.
But it won't physically remove it. Only toothbrushing will physically remove it.
Right.
So you've then got a layer of dead bacteria in your mouth. And if it's left there for a while, it will start to get a bit sticky and then that will only attract more plaque bacteria.
Oh my goodness. So you
blow in my mouth.
Can, in a way, get yourself in a vicious circle. And because, like I say, because it makes you feel so nice and clean as well, you can then get into trouble with gum disease, not knowing actually you're not looking after yourself properly.
Can you give us the top five or top three or whatever, top five or top three of whatever? I've just said the same fucking five.
Can you make your mind up?
Just give us the top three to five items that are the very worst things for your teeth that cause the most damage in terms of food or drink.
Okay. Sugar, so anything pure sugar. So you mentioned before about raisins. Brilliant nutritionally, but it's just a little lump of sugar.
Oh.
So if you use them as snacks, especially for kids...
fuck's sake, I am an awful father.
Oh, wait, honestly.
They have
so
raisins
hard.
All the time.
The little sun-made packets.
They even have raisins covered in yogurt.
Yogurt full of sugar.
That's a duble. That's a duble double fuck.
Oh.
It's exactly what it is.
At meal times, fine, but try not to in between meals if you can. You've got to try and stay sugar-free in between your meals.
What if I ate a raisin but I didn't let it touch my teeth?
If you just swallowed it, yeah, you'll be fine.
So
I just go straight.
So if I can still give my kids the raisins with yogurt on, but they have to just swallow them whole.
And then equally, if you have a straw, it doesn't hit your front teeth in the same way. It goes more to straight the back of your mouth. So it's still not good if you were drinking Coke all day through a straw, but at least it would be better than drinking Coke all day through a bottle because it's not touching as much of your mouth.
Okay, well, that's so we've got sugar.
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest devil for the teeth.
The biggest one. Acid. So a lot of acidic drinks.
Who the fuck's drinking acid?
When we say that, we mean like acidic drinks. So sparkling water.
What?
Flavoured water.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, Katie. This is becoming a fucking nightmare. You're absolutely wonderful and lovely and so
thinking
knowledgeable.
Thinking you're all the bad news today, though.
everything you've said is completely and utterly fuck me. I love sparkling water because...
Yeah.
I actually do it. I have sparkling water instead of fizzy drink.
Yeah.
Because I still get the same feel of having that satisfaction, that reward of a fizzy drink.
Yeah.
And it's water, so I'm like, I'm not doing anything bad. Apparently I am.
If you can just have it at meal times, that'd be amazing. Try and keep the plain water if you can in between.
Why is fizzy water so bad for you?
Because
it's got acid in it.
It's got the bubbles in it. If anything's got bubbles in... The pH will be different. It won't be as bad as Coke, so it won't bring your pH down in your mouth as low. So it won't be as bad. But if you're supping it all day...
Yeah. Tom, I don't know, after our latest coffee episode and our big love for coffee, I'm reluctant to ask this next question because I don't want to hear the answer, but I'm going to have to. What's the crack with coffee?
Yeah, you're fine. As long as you haven't got sugar in it. Or if you have
does it not
too.
Does it not affect... colour does it not affect the colour of your teeth?
Yes.
Oh, it does.
It can do. Oh, it can stain your teeth.
Right.
But staining's not the end of the world and it can be removed by your hygienist.
Oh, what a lie.
There you are.
Same with red wine?
Yeah. Any surface staining. So anything that would stain a white t-shirt, we can take off generally during a hygiene visit. So red wine, tea, coffee.
What are the if Joe and I we are without giving away too much, we're both drinking Guinness as we record this episode. Yep. Alcoholic drinks beyond red wine, are they bad for the teeth if we're having a cheeky Guinness between meals or after a meal?
It will have sugar in it, so it's not as safe as water and tea and coffee. But in the end, you have to live your life, and if. Like Monday to Friday, the majority of your diet is good and you're having everything in moderation and trying to keep sugary things just to meal times. When you then go out with your friends to the pub or you go for a picnic or you go to the cinema, enjoy yourself. Because in the end, we have got to live our lives. I couldn't eat sugar-free in between meals all week long. You know, it just isn't going to happen. And there's so many nice things that aren't sugar-free. If every night you were sitting in front of the TV... drinking wine or drinking Guinness for a few hours every single night, you might start to get trouble a few years down the line. You might start to dissolve your front teeth.
You ever been bitten?
Yeah, loads.
What?
Yeah. Still got them all though. Still got my fingers.
People instead actually have bitten you with your fingers in there?
Yeah. So sometimes it's just accidental.
sometimes it's accidental?
Oh, yeah.
Who the fuck's biting you on purpose?
Oh, kids.
Oh,
really?
The little monkeys. And they know sometimes. Sometimes they properly clamp on you and they look up at you with this little smile and I'm like,
oh.
Bugger. Yeah. So, yeah, it's usually kids that do it on purpose just because they don't want to be in the chair and they don't really want to be having something done. So it's like the way of getting their own back. And then accidentally, yeah, people can sometimes relax in a dental chair and forget the fact that you're in there doing stuff.
Hello's like that.
Yeah. They just go to say something to you. And so you have to pull your hand out quick.
This episode is sponsored by the following wonderful people. Sweet Caroline.
Harris, we need to talk about Kevin Duffy.
Double Joe Jennings. The Duracell Bunny, Robert Duro.
Scott Shillam with kindness. Patron Oliver Bale in that order.
The Barman, Andy Barham.
Peer Pressure, Kate Pierce. Just James Barlow. Alexander the Great Picuza.
and proud Mary. Perry, keep your coulson, Dave North to Southworth, and the Duke, Rupert Ellingham. To be more like all of them, go to patreon.com/Joe Marler Show, become an official sponsor, get bonus content including the Joe and Dan Rugby Show, and grow the show today. Twas the night before Christmas, and Santa and Elf were still processing last-minute requests.
Hello, Santa.
Oh, have we finished yet?
Nearly.
Oh, fuck, he's got another list.
This one's just come in, Santa. It's from a listener to the Joe Marler Show.
The hit podcast? I've heard it's excellent. What are they asking for?
They would like a ticket to the Joe Marler Show live at a London Palladium. Now, where can we get one of those, Santa?
The link is in the episode description.
Great, tick. They also want a Joe Marler Show bobble hat. Where do we keep those?
The link is in the episode description.
Tick number two. Finally, they would like one pair of Joe Marler Show socks.
Guess what?
Right, so all the links for live show tickets, bobble hats and socks are in the episode description. That makes it really easy.
It's a good system. I've been doing this for a while now.
You're the best, Santa.
I am, Elf. Why don't you get two of those London Palladium tickets for you and Mrs. Elf?
Mrs. Elf has left me, Santa.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, she says I work too hard.
Awkward.
You could come with me, though, Santa.
Fuck. How am I going to get out of this?
Elf stares longingly into Santa's eyes, trying to capture the magic of Christmas.
When is it?
April.
Fuck, I've got no excuse.
And neither have you, dear listener. The Joe Marler Show, live at the London Palladium. Tickets on sale now, because you've got nothing better to do.
Okay, I'll come. I'll come with you.
Yay, thank you, Santa.
But because it's the Palladium, and I hear their first live show was very good, not because I like you more than any other of the elves.
It'll be our little secret, Santa.
God, I hate secret Santa.
Is it true, Katie, that we are born with all our teeth? So that there is a rack of teeth. If you were to do an x-ray of a baby,
yeah,
they've got two sets of teeth just stacked up, ready to drop down.
It's not nice to look at.
Is that true?
Yeah. If you see a skull with like the gums peeled back, so you would have, you'd have all your baby teeth, but then all your adult teeth are like up here and all growing.
Up in your cheeks.
All up here and all down there. But to begin with, they're like a little circle. They're only tiny. And then bit by bit, the crown of your tooth, which is the bit that you brush every day, that starts to grow out first. And then bit by bit, your roots start to grow. So your roots go down. And then the tip of your root is like the last bit to develop.
That is bonkers. Like two set. Although now that you've said it and the way you described it, of course, because where else would your fucking adult teeth come from? What, it just miraculously just appears.
Two questions for me, Joe, about children's teeth. Number one, when you were little, did you have to use any of the classic extraction techniques? You know, when they start hanging out a bit?
Yeah.
Were you all right with your mum and dad just reaching with a tissue and going,
No.
Would you do the thread round it at the door?
No. That never works. Did that ever work? Did you do that?
No.
No, none of that. I liked the wobble, and I actually would push hard and then do the twist at the end. And just pop it out.
Yeah, because it's just attached to a little bit of gum into it, so you can twist it.
One of Maggie's the other week where it was all wobbly and it was ready to go, but you just needed a little bit. I was like, let me just push that thing. And she was like, no, don't. Your fingers are so big. Like, you fuck off. You choke me. Like, and I was like, just push it a bit more and then give it a little twist. And she was like, no. And then about 5 minutes later, she'd gone into a room. Pushed it, twist it. She went, oh, it came out.
So satisfying.
Oh, I love. And yet we sit here at the start of the episode going, toothache's one of the worst pains you could ever fucking get. It's hideous. Going to a dentist, I fucking hate it. Hygienist, fuck off. Just all this lot. And then we've just gone, it's so satisfying actually just have a tooth pulled out and twisted.
So my follow-up, Joe, what is your strategy for tooth fairy pricing?
It's gone up a lot over the years.
Inflation. you know.
Yeah.
I haven't got a choice here. And that actually reminds me, we didn't pay Maggie for her last... We still owe her. We forgot, but she's forgotten.
What would you pay?
£2.
£2?
£2 a tooth.
That's okay. That's good.
That's decent. Yeah. I think on one of them we gave Jasper a fiver because we didn't have any change in the house.
Terror,
isn't it? I mean, and he was like, oh, okay, that's the only thing. And then it was kind of like, if we set our stall out too early now, like, he's going to expect next one, he's got a tenner. He's like, well, fucking hell, this one's massive. I need a tenner for it. But
you know, you were saying about twisting teeth. We do actually twist teeth out. We don't push teeth out. Or we don't pull teeth out, the same as what everyone thinks. So your front teeth, when we take them out, we push them a little bit, give a twist, and then they come out. Your back teeth, we actually rock. We rock back and two. And then it comes out. So what we're breaking, they have a little periodontal ligament around your teeth. Have you ever heard about hanging onto something by the skin of your teeth?
Yeah, oh, I've never even thought about that.
Wow.
That's the skin of your teeth.
That's that.
Yeah. So we break the skin of your teeth, take it out.
This has been so good.
Hiking, I just heard in the dentist there.
No, it's disrespectful, actually.
I could tell what all that was.
You've been absolutely wonderful.
Oh, thank
the
you.
Prep you've put into it, the knowledge you've brought, the amount of times me and you have looked at it, you've gone, fuck, and blown my mind from a dental hygienist. Brilliant.
Oh, that's absolutely. Really enjoyed.
Thank you for coming on.
Welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
Brilliant.
I'm okay.
Are you welcome?
Oh, not sure about you, Tom, but I can't stop tickling my teeth with my tongue. Oh, tickling my teeth with my tongue. Tickling my teeth with my tongue. I'm tickling my teeth with my tongue. And I haven't got any other words. Katie was lovely.
Do you feel better about your teeth now we've spoken to Katie?
She made me feel a little bit more at ease. I always worry about going to a dentist because of the judgment of how shit my teeth are. I hate my teeth, but they do a job. And now I've got to the point where I haven't got any, like, pain issues at the minute. I'm just like, sweet, yeah, I'll just crack on. Do I feel better about my teeth? No, but she was so lovely that I'd probably go to her and feel at ease.
She's also left us, Joe, about 1,000 free tubes of toothpaste each, brand new toothbrushes, and those little round mirrors on sticks.
I know, she's brought in loads. I've got no excuse now to have shit breath.
You know the little mirrors on sticks?
Mm.
Are you more likely to put it in your mouth and see?
I know exactly where you're going with this. Or am I more likely to lie on the bedroom floor with the mirror up against the wall and then, or my legs up against the wall, sorry, and then I'm just looking at my nose?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do both. I'll probably do the anus one second.
I think that's wise.
Otherwise, I will still continue and have shit breath. Also, I forgot to ask her in the episode, but I have this toothpaste that I'm slightly addicted to that whenever I brush my teeth, after, about 10 minutes after, the inside of skin of my mouth just peels off.
It peels off?
You know, like the PVA glue at school, you put it on your
ass? Yes.
So it does it in my mouth and it's addictive, like... I'll just be there biting it off and peeling off all this skin.
Oh.
And I thought it was abnormal. I remember Daisy turning around to me once and she went, I don't think that's, like, good for us. Like, that sounds like the inside of your mouth is burning off.
It does a bit.
Yeah, Katie said it. Don't worry, nothing to worry about. It's called sloughing.
Sloughing.
Sloughing. What are you saying?
Sloughing.
Sloughing.
It sounds like a village near where you live in East Sussex.
Apparently, it's the same as the skin on our body. Like, we shed skin all day long and it just falls off. And she even described, she was like, you probably eat the skin from your thing when it just falls in your dinner sometimes. I was like, bit of a strange analogy. She said, that's the same, your mouth is sloughing. So it's normal, don't worry about it.
How much, when you're biting the inside of your cheek, like I am at this moment, how much do you take off in one bite?
Oh, sometimes if I get my tongue right to the back of it, sometimes I could take off at least 2/3 of my cheek.
Do you ever you always do it just by squeezing your cheek onto what? Your teeth, or do you ever use your fingers to push from the outside? So it's always hands-free.
Always hands-free.
Hands-free sloughing.
Yeah, because it helps exercise my tongue, because I need to exercise that for other activities.
If you've enjoyed... If you've enjoyed this insight into Joe's dental hygiene and you would like to support the show, you can now subscribe on Apple, Spotify and Patreon. For just £1 a week, you can get bonus content, ad-free episodes, and at exactly the same time, Joe Marley, you will be...
growing the show.
You can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Tom, one more thing. Christmas is coming up, so if you'd like to purchase the perfect gift, sort of perfect, semi-perfect, decent enough gift, you can in the form of a Joe Marley Show bobble hat.
Beautiful things.
Or show socks. Show Joe Marley Show socks.
We show socks.
Show my doll show socks. Or we've still got tickets to our live tour next year. So if you fancy any of them, or all three of them.
Or two of the three.
Right, excellent. Then the link for all those things is in the episode description.
Would you like to know, Joe, who we have as a guest on our next show?
Yeah, go on. Who's next week?
Joe, it's a criminologist.
Criminologist.
A criminologist.
Oh, so you mean a criminal who's just understands things a lot.
Who gets the gist of criminals.
Yes, a criminologist.
Yes, I do.
Then I am in.
Great.
Are you?
Yes.
Can't wait.
Crowd Network. A place where you belong.
Podcast Network.